Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Joining us here at our tent in Oxnard is Dallas Cowboy Leighton Vander Esch. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Doing great. It's early in camp, so a lot of these stories haven't really fully developed yet, but this is your second camp, and that's a story in itself, right? Knowing a little bit more about what's to be expected, what is sort of your outlook here in the first couple days of camp? How different is it for you? How are you feeling? All those kinds of things.
Yeah, I mean, everything's a little bit more familiar. I'm used to pretty much everything at this point. Now it's just being able to focus on other things and just keep improving my game in other ways. I mean, I got to get a handle on the playbook. Last year I was still learning it, so it made it more difficult in that aspect, being able to just go out there and play. And this year I get to focus on improving other things, improve my knowledge about scheme and all that stuff. So it's fun going out there and not having to really worry about learning the playbook all over again and already knowing a bunch of it.
Did you treat your nutrition or workouts or body differently this offseason, significantly different than you did last offseason?
Not too much different. More so just focusing on improving my upper body strength, knowing that that's going to help me in the long run down in the season. And that's just an area of improvement that I can always get better at. It'll help me get off blocks better, just upper body strength, keep you healthy, keeps your arms healthy, your shoulders, everything, keep that all intact. So just focusing a little bit more on my upper body strength this off season.
As the wolf hunter, do you eat wolf meat? I don't know what a wolf hunting entails.
No.
Okay. Wolf hunter, the nickname. We read something recently, our producer hipped us to this, that Coach Marinelli called you coffee maker. Is that accurate?
Yep.
Okay. Wolf hunter's cooler than coffee maker, right?
Yeah.
Did you ever have the opportunity to go, Coach, I really need to be wolf hunter? Or is he really just going to call you whatever he's going to call you, and you really don't have a say-so on that?
Oh, he calls me a bunch of different things. but last year he called me coffee maker quite a bit in the mornings. He was one of the first guys I saw in the morning. Obviously, because one of my rookie duties was to make coffee for all the vets in the morning before all the meetings. So I had to get in there half an hour early and make sure that there was three big canisters of coffee made for everybody. And he was one of the first ones I saw. So he'd come around the corner and, hey, coffee maker, what's up? And so we were just talking in the hall for 5-10 minutes while I was making coffee. It was pretty cool.
Do you have a strong coffee-making game? I mean, are you a coffee snob yourself?
I love coffee.
Okay. How do you take your coffee?
Anyway.
Really? Like your cream, sugar, black, whatever?
Yeah.
Wow. Now, really?
I don't meet a lot of people like that. Were the guys taking orders? Like, was Travis and Zach and Sean Lee and Jalen, some of those guys? Act like you had made coffee for the whole team. But were they very specific? And if you brought them the wrong coffee, did they make you send it back?
Well, the D lineman and the O lineman, their room is right next to each other, so. And they had to have a special like canister made with it. It was like the Dunkin' Donuts caramel coffee cake,
yes,
and mixed with the like caramel truffle other brand. I don't know. But I had to mix like half and half and make a special one for them.
That makes sense.
I would sneak a cup out of that before they got it, and then I'd go to meetings. So
I know Jerry's a big dunking guy, so that makes sense. Yep. I didn't think we'd be farting around with Folgers over here. But so if you go to a Starbucks or whatever, there's a jillion different kinds of coffees you can get. What are you going to order, you personally?
I'm probably going to just order like a mocha or something, but like I'll get black coffee too, but I'll just get it like half sweet. If I can't stand it when they put like 100 pumps of the freaking sugar stuff in it. So I'll tell them to just cut that like way, way down.
Okay. So do you have a strong thermos game too?
Ooh, I like this question.
Because if you're out hunting wolves and you want to get coffeed up, are you taking a nice thermos out there with you?
Yeah.
Ah, very interesting. So we always talk about wildlife on our show because we're kind of city boys. We're more great indoorsmen than outdoorsmen.
But you could tell.
His eyes start going up and down like, really, Sherlock?
But we've had these conversations about coyotes. First of all, is it coyote or coyote?
Coyote.
Okay, coyote.
I like this. This is good.
So coyotes, I always think of them as being a sickly kind of dog, like a sick dog, malnourished dog. They're kind of skittish. They're not really a danger. Like if you ran into a wolf, you might have reason to pause because it's about to go down, even you. But if you ran into a coyote, you wouldn't be worried, would you?
No.
Okay, why not?
I wouldn't say they're malnourished, like, mangy dogs. It depends on where they are, and it depends on the time of year because, I mean, they shed their hair just like a normal dog does. So, and they have longer hair, so when they're losing their hair, they look like they're freaking dying.
Okay.
But they're not. They're just losing big clumps of hair at a time because obviously it warms up, and they got to have a lot of hair for the winter. But, I mean, they're everywhere.
So what's more fierce, a bobcat or a coyote?
Probably a bobcat. Coyotes, neither. I wouldn't even say.
See, nobody
say
gives coyotes respect, right?
Right. I wouldn't say either of them.
In mating season, they're dangerous, though.
Sir.
It's true.
Coyotes?
Yeah. That's true. That's why
I don't think Clayton believes that to be true. You're shaking him off right now.
I don't believe that.
There was a Frisco in Frisco, right by the Star, a couple streets away from it. There was like two or three coyote attacks, coyote attacks.
Yeah. Are you blaming him for those?
No. I'm just saying, like he's saying makes a lot of sense. And the reason they look so mangy is Ben always says because Ben doesn't take the coyote danger very seriously.
I don't take it very seriously.
Because they've lost their hair, and he would know he's from the Great Northwest.
You would take a hypoallergenic coyote seriously because he wouldn't shed his hair, right?
You're not. Yeah, I mean, I think Layton's telling us that he's not scared of a coyote and he's not scared of a bobcat. If they were fighting, you'd just break it up. Like if you wanted to, or you would stay away. But
I think he's a live and let live.
If somebody said, "Hey, Layton, would you please break that fight up between that bobcat and that coyote?" Would you be worried about that, or would you just go in with full swagger?
If I had to do it, I'd probably be a little bit cautious, but I wouldn't just go in there.
But you wouldn't be nervous. Yeah. You'd be like, "I got this, right?"
Yeah, I would. Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Do you believe in chupacabras?
No.
Oh, sir!
Really,
sir?
Wow,
sir,
sir,
sir.
I thought he would.
I don't know what to tell you.
Well, we have this theory that that at any time if you want to go, sir, just drop a sir on. So everyone looks
it
like
it changes the tone of everything.
Think about the tone. Try it on somebody like they're just walking in the halls of the Star. Just go, sir, sir, sir. Yeah, there's different levels to it.
All right, so let's say somebody has never met Jalen Smith. And you're about to introduce him. How would you describe, before they meet him, hey, you're about to meet Jalen, here's what he's like.
I would say he's really soft-spoken. He uses his words carefully.
Hmm.
And he's just fun to be around. I mean, he's a great guy. He's one of my best friends. And we've really hit it off, obviously. I mean, we got a great relationship. He's just easy to get along with.
He seems to have a great mind for business, too, and he's already thinking ahead towards that. Do you notice that about him?
Yeah.
Like at Dirk's Hero Celebrity Baseball game, I walked up on a conversation between Mark Cuban and Jalen Smith, and I talked to them both, and Jalen's like, man, I got a few minutes with Mark Cuban. I'm going to talk business with him, and Mark was really impressed by Jalen. So that doesn't surprise you, and why not?
I mean, like I said, he's really good with his words, and he knows what he's talking about. The dude freaking took time off this offseason and went back and got his degree. That just shows you how much it means to him and how smart of a guy he actually is. Because to get your degree from a school like Notre Dame is pretty special and prestigious. So, I mean, that proves it in itself. The guy's pretty intelligent.
We've been doing this for a long time, so we've known Sean for a long time. And Sean is kind of, you know, it's the cliche about he's a coach on the field and all this. I know that you guys have Ben Bloom is y'all's position coach.
Yep.
But how would you describe the dynamic of Sean interacting with, you know, the linebackers and Ben and the defense? Because the guy can't stop, won't stop, you know?
Yeah, I mean, he's a big brother to me, and he's a big brother to everybody out there on the field. Obviously, he's a freak of nature when it comes to playing football and the knowledge that he knows about the game of football. It's pretty miraculous, and I learn stuff from him every single day, and I know everybody else does too. So it's special to have a guy out there that you can lean on for pretty much any question you have for him. He has an answer for it.
Do you feel like you got better as the year went on last year, or do you think things got harder just physically as the year went on? Like, how would you evaluate your season in terms of the highs and lows?
Yeah, I mean, I think things slowed down quite a bit for me as the season went on. And, I mean, just going out there and obviously studying, preparing yourself every single week, because it's a long season, and taking care of your body, getting in a routine, making sure that you don't take a step off from week to week, and just picking it up, making strides as the weeks go on, and just taking it from there.
Do you feel like you hit a wall last year a little bit?
No, I got sick in December for like, I lost a little bit of weight in December because I got sick for like 3 weeks. But
wow, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
But what happened?
Not that I'm always checking up on your sickness.
I don't know what it was. Oh. I was just battling something. I think I was just so worn down from the long season that my body couldn't really fight it off, and I was just sick for a little while.
Yeah. So that makes sense. And to me, wasn't anticipating that there was a dip or anything. But what I thought was, there's no way you could have been ready physically for what you went through last year. And you were incredible all year long. Mm-hmm. You were a rock star. So I was just curious as to – that's what I was asking about the offseason. Did you do anything differently? And you talked about upper body strength. And is that something, a precaution that you're taking going into this year to hopefully keep you from having that same thing happen this year?
Yeah, just making sure you're eating the right thing, staying healthy.
So your diet, it has changed?
The diet – Not really. I mean, you need to eat as good as you possibly can during the season and even in the off season as you can. Nothing's really changed. I mean, you're probably going to get sick sooner or later. That's the thing. And you just have to be able to deal with it and fight through that. Obviously, treat it the right way. Get your vitamins, get your minerals, and eat the right things.
Are the original Flintstone chewable vitamins good vitamins? Do a lot of NFL guys use those?
I don't know that. I don't have an answer for you on
They're
that
so one. Great. As a kid, you know, you get the Flintstones chewables.
He's young.
So...
Do you know what the Flintstones are?
Yes.
Okay.
He's late Mandarin.
I used to chew those vitamins when I was
Thank
little.
You.
When Star Wars came out, it was so hype. Mm. Did you see the Star Wars? Do you know about Star Wars, the movie? Have you seen the movies?
I'm not big into Star Wars.
That's perfect. So since you're not big into it, can you tell us what it's about? Give your best job to tell us what it's about since you don't know about it, because that's something we like to do to people. If you had to guess.
Jeff Heath has been through this before.
Jeff Heath, we had him do it too. So just explain to us what Star Wars is about, even though you aren't into it.
I mean, I know some of the characters, Anakin, Luke.
What are they doing?
Darth Vader. They're fighting against each other for some reason, I would assume. Star Wars.
It's pretty dumb when you think about it.
Yeah. I don't know.
We had a buddy that hated the movie, and it's about a bunch of space farmers. And we just thought that was the greatest description of all time. Talking to Leighton Vander Esch here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. Who is the most unique, outrageous personality on the team?
Unique, outrageous.
Fun. However you want to group that.
I'm going to go with Joe Looney.
There you go.
Oh, that's a good call.
That is a good call.
Yeah. That's interesting. I was going to say Amari Cooper.
He's quiet.
Right.
He's just quiet.
But are they the polar opposites? Can you see those guys doing a buddy cop movie and like hanging out a lot and being roommates or something?
Yeah. I honestly haven't gotten very many words out of Amari. So, the dude's just quiet. I mean, he takes care of business. And Joe is a total character. I mean, he's a clown. Everybody loves him. And everybody loves Coop, too. So, I mean, those are two fun guys to be around, even though one's really outgoing and one's not so outgoing.
So I follow you on the Instagram there, and I don't know if she's your girlfriend, your fiance, your wife. Okay, you're
all right.
Married. So how do you guys as a couple, how do you enjoy the DFW? Is she digging what Dallas is all about?
Yeah, I think that's a great spot for both of us and where we landed when I got drafted last year. And obviously, I mean, Dallas is awesome. The Dallas-Fort Worth area, the people are awesome. They're all, the hospitality there is great. And I mean, I know she's built friends around just meeting people here and there that she's been able to, even like our neighbors, like they'll help her whenever she needs help if I'm gone or whatever it may be. I say it's the closest thing to Idaho without mountains. So I think it was a great spot for both of us to land.
All right. So one night we were at a function for our radio station. We met a loyal listener who's the biggest Leighton Vander Esch fan of all time. And I sent you his stuff on social media, but I know your social media blows up. But this guy for like 2 hours straight would only say he was emulating you after a tackle. And he'd go, nickel, nickel, five. Hey, did that. Wait, have you thought about doing that after tackles?
That exact thing?
Yeah, it's something like that, like a nickel, nickel, five. Would you give us one now just to try
no.
it out?
Let's try it out.
I did it. That's why he doesn't want to do it. He saw you do it, and he's like, oh, I don't want to touch that. I got problems with all that.
Maybe it would look good on you, man. I think it would look dominant.
Who knows? I might pull one out during the game.
Okay.
All right. All right. Leighton, thank you so much for the time. Before we let this thing end, is there anything you need to ask me? I'm Skin, Ben, KT, any questions for us? Anything we can do for you?
I don't think so.
Wow.
I mean, anything.
Anything.
You name it.
Have you guys ever hunted before?
Animals or people?
Either.
I have never hunted. I fished. Is that hunting?
I've gone duck hunting once. Enough. There was a hole in my waders, and so it filled up with ice cold water. It was pretty miserable.
Would you like to take us hunting? I mean, dude, think about how much fun the last 17 and a half minutes were for you, right?
Yeah.
Imagine a whole weekend of that.
You do deer hunting, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah, everything.
Did you stay in the off season? Did you stay and hunt deer?
Well, deer season ain't open. It's not open. The only thing that's open when I go home during the off season is wolf.
Hey, come on. It's a dumb question.
I'm just telling you. You got to know the seasons. No, I got some land. You know, it would have to happen right after the Super Bowl.
You do not look like a guy that has land.
I'm telling you. I got some good spots. A lot of pro athletes go out and they lease. I'm just telling you.
These are lies.
I'm telling you. I can hook him up with a good spot to get some good deer.
Don't trust a guy that wears sunglasses in the shade. You know what I'm saying?
I'm telling you.
You know what I'm saying to you right now? Hey, Leighton, thank you so much for the time, man.
Cool. Appreciate you guys.
Olney, Texas.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.